Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Havoc, your co-host, Gil G. You'll join us whenever Raw's over. I'm watching it too, but hey, fuck it. It's what we usually do. Track of the track of the track. Here we go, big hoodoo. I see spells.
Spell
a
conceal.
Black magic in your mouth. You can't fuck around with those. I need a love potion.
cactus juice, fermented fish, eyes, pepper, and a couple roaches. Just let that simmer for 10 minutes till it smells atrocious. Then mix in rose oil with the blood from a vulture. Add a pinch of Spanish moss and some powdered sulfur. You all confused, but to me, it makes perfect sense to try the spell out on that hoe-ass neighborhood snitch. The next day he died and I was proud of my magic. When I heard the news, I pretended it was tragic. But I was happy inside, a smile crept on my face. Until I looked in the mirror and saw him in my place. His spirit haunts me and I can't do a thing to shake it. Cause once the spell has been cast, can't nothing break it.
Spell of Kazam, you gotta be.
Killer be killed, so watch out for the villainy dill. I'm slinging raps, swinging bats like I'm in Little League still. sipping cocaine off a coin with Kennedy's grill. Cough from a joint while I'm crushing my enemy's will. I'm the homicidal Hercules. Doggy, I'm a urban myth. I swerve the whip and get my dick sucked while I'm on work release. I give these rappers bad advice in a nervous twist. Penetrating, innovative, renegade, I murder shit.
I'm a real wolf to the underworld. I'm a real wolf to the
I ain't racist just cause I split your head to the white meat. No. The missing link, Yeti, Sasquatch, yeah, I might be.
This shit real.
Distribute guns in a kid's meal. Open the box, hold the clock, bust a shot through the windshield. The manifestation of evil, stay alive and breathing. I'm Satan's fitness trainer, exercising demons. Respect the shooter, I'll find the bastard. Hell, my loaded pistol is a fire hazard.
My dick stays hard in graveyards. You pray hard as I make love to Adolf Hitler. Carcass calls me a nigger as I lick his honest chest. I get the head Nazis when I get retarded. Why cause I'm fucking your leader on his ass? Speak to him and he blew up the Fuhrer until he's back dead again. Tell the Aryans I'm burying my head right in his belly. And it's scary cause I'm licking his mustache.
Son of a killer, Mr. fucking Grimy. SAS 22nd Regiment Limey. Born in the bar with my eyes wide open. Inspired by debacle since I came out the fallopian. We don't fuck around, got permits to carry. Everybody walks around like dirty fucking Harry. Don't play my town cause we will fucking bury you. Carry you to a funk, cut off your arms, shoot up by animals.
Mark, get set, ready to go. Green light, check a flag, time to get that dough. And hey yo, in the underworld I'm half wolf and half lichen. Swing the Excalibur, barbaric Viking.
Viking it, marijuana, cocaine, the Grateful Dead. Average rapper, kidnap it, be sure to make it bad. When they battle me, fatality, take your head. Then write a rhyme with your blood, the page painted red.
I'm a real wolf.
King of Castle Grayskull, my gray matter's powerful as Greyhawk. I'm Zartan, before he went to Greystoke. My brain's broke, slang dope, and when I speak my slang's dope. You suck, fuck, your whole album is a gay joke. Rap is lethal, spit a 16 at you and paint the ceiling with your brains like the Sistine Chapel. I'm the cardinal of carnage, the poisonous priest. Don't bother praying to your god, there's no avoiding this beast.
You ain't about that life, you a bastard, I won't attack. I'm the type to grab a knife when I'm stabbing you with it backwards. I'm back slapping whack-ass nine rappers, snatch the breath. I'd even pass it an ass, but without a gas mask. I lay hash, a heinous figure slash murderer. I'm burning these legacy killers, putting more metal in niggas than robotic mechanisms. Kill his woman and brag about it in prison.
Rambo knife, show you what bloody is. You call it a dead cop, I call it a bloody pig. You sick your hands nice, money, you's a funny kid. You next to get molly wop like your buddy did. The Ruger Black Hawk, stick it in the dunny rib. Throw him in the fucking bathroom like Sonny did. The biggest show in your career like 100 kids. The AR-15 blew up like 100 wigs.
Grim Reaper to Ariel Castro, Adam Lanza, James Holmes, flame on, no it ain't wrong when I'm gonna have them plans for cancer. Then land ya in the hands of Tans Panther. Damned with antlers that ram ya, men pampers, scrams the answer. No evil understands ya grandeur, and like you were three times the word lambda. I'll be the damper on a clan's fam's camper. Necromancer drinking vodka and Fanta with Fanta.
Yeah.
motivation if I'm fix the void of emotion that you feel inside. Cause it's the only thing you have when the instant dies. Feel the family cry out when the news real flies. 10 seconds of fame and you start to hide. Couple years go by, you believe the lies. You're gonna do it again if you just give it some time.
I'm stepping on dust, it sickens me. Hating lies, direct away.
Ghetto G, besides Evolution being back.
Yeah, probably the only one I really don't care that Evolution's back. So let me guess, next week Ric Flair's going to show up too.
Yeah, probably.
You'd be like, I'm back in Evolution. I don't know, man, but when it boils down to it, I'll always be for the team that's going to be against the Shield. So, welcome back, Evolution.
I think it's funny how they had that match just for them to lead up to Evolution coming back out.
I know, really? That was the big pop? I think I'm still more shocked every time Paige comes out.
Yeah, right? Oh, my God, what the fuck? Come on. Evolution broke up for a reason. It's like DX coming back every single time.
DX comes back every so often. Every couple months.
Exactly. Which is why we're not so excited anymore when they do come back.
Exactly. But they've been around more now since they brought back the New Age Outlaws.
Yeah. Then they died off again.
Well, don't they still have a title shot, too?
They're supposed to, but they died when the fucking Shield kicked their asses. And we haven't seen them since.
Yeah. And they died at WrestleMania like The Undertaker.
I'm like, what the fuck?
But yeah, man, somebody did make a good point about that. All the people that had the big entrances all lost.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of shit is that? It was like, you can either have a big entrance or you could win the match. Well, they all chose wrong.
What the hell? Why the hell was Fandango in there? What the fuck was he going to do? Dance?
Del Rio came out. I was like, really? This is the big shocker.
Man, I was like that too. Then Fandango came out. I was like, where the fuck does he fit into this damn match?
But the fact that they got beat up by 3MB is just embarrassing.
think about is 3MB.
It's like, hey, tonight you're going to get beat up by the worst wrestlers ever.
Come on, that's like fucking 3MB getting beat by fucking the great Khali.
But come on, man, they got beat up by 3MB. Come on. Who gets beat up by 3MB?
Oh, now the Shield. That was just sad and depressing.
And over the weekend, man, somebody posted a picture of Jack Swagger winning the IC title. When the hell did that happen? Because on Raw, we're having a tournament to see who's going to face Big E. So when did that happen, and then when did it end?
I don't know.
This weekend he won it and lost it. Is that what you're telling us?
Apparently. What's funny is the fact that Swagger's never even held the IC title before.
I'm just saying this was supposedly a recent photo of him winning it at some live event.
Which never happened.
Which never happened to anybody's knowledge.
I mean, come on. Even King or Coley mentioned the fact that Swagger and Sheamus have never held the IC title.
Boy, Cesaro?
No.
I don't think any of them have.
Only title that fucking Swagger
except, and... Except maybe Barrett.
Yeah, Barrett's the only one. No. I've never seen him with the title before. I don't think we will. And for those of you who thought, oh, hey, Swagger's going to win. Yeah, no. He got beat.
Well, we all know Cesaro's going to win. It's not even a shocker.
Okay, RVD's held a title 6 times.
Who remembers that?
I think Mark Henry probably held that title a couple times. I think, anyways. I could be wrong. Once I get past all this, there we go. Yep, nope. He held the European title.
Yeah.
So everybody in that entire match, the only ones that really held the title were Barrett and Rob Van Dam.
Well, there you go.
Which means SmackDown, we're going to probably end up seeing, SmackDown probably next week, whatever. We're going to end up seeing Barrett versus fucking Sheamus and Cesaro versus RVD.
Probably go see that next week on Raw.
I think out of those entire matches, I think the only match I'm actually looking forward to seeing would be RVD versus Cesaro.
Well, we all know Cesaro's going to win.
Well, yeah, but I'm just looking more forward to seeing that one than I am a repeat of Sheamus versus Wade Barrett. I mean, come on, man. Fucking Sheamus and Wade Barrett had a fucking feud, like 2 years ago. I was like, what the fuck? Why do we need to see this shit again?
I don't know.
Man, it's just as bad as fucking seeing a rematch between Sheamus and Del Rio, something nobody wants to see ever again.
And we had to see fucking the Usos versus Bautista and Orton.
Oh, yeah, because that match has officially never gone underway.
Well, I'm saying. It happened, though, and then it happened again this week.
Yeah. And then the Shield came out.
And then they got attacked.
WWE are deeply saddened by the tragic passing of the Ultimate Warrior last Tuesday. Tonight, we pay tribute to one of the greatest superstars.
I think everybody out there, RVD, Divas. Hey, look, it's Cody Carl. He's going to get injured by standing.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What the hell is he doing?
He's just standing there.
As we pay tribute.
Oh.
The Ultimate Warrior.
Like I said, hey, look, this page.
Wow, they even had her out there.
Yeah, man, she's right there in the front, right next to Emma.
Yeah, her and Emma probably have a lot of fun.
Man, I would not doubt that one whatsoever.
Since there's always pictures of them together, man, they probably have a lot of fun in more ways than one, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right? Hey, look, it's 3MB.
Yeah, who would have thought they'd be in the main event winning?
My question is, why the fuck is Heath Slater wearing sunglasses on inside like he is?
I don't know. But for the Del Rio and RVD match to be first, and then me not pay attention to it, and then come back, and it was just ending, it's pretty fucking bad.
Man, but yeah, since they're fucking Ultimate Warriors no longer with us.
Yeah, now you got all the haters becoming fans.
Right.
Like, seriously? You were just talking shit last week, and then boom, this week, you're his fucking number one fan.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck? Toria and I would not put it past you. Not now, not ever.
What?
You're a psycho. I love men's girls. She posted up a status saying, you wouldn't hurt a guy in a wheelchair, would you? And she goes, of course not, but I would hurt a guy with his wheelchair. See, I would not put it past her.
I don't see her doing that ever.
I don't know, I just don't ever see her. I just want to put it past her. Although I would not mind being smothered to death by her fucking tits.
Really?
Yes, really. But I upload a new track to the soundboard. Well, not really new, but technically new. To the soundboard, anyways.
It's either new or it's not.
Well, considering I came out in 2005.
Okay, so it's not new.
But, yeah, man, this is the band I was thinking about. That's all, actually, it's funny, I think I saw them in, 2005, maybe 2006 or something like that, when Sadiq, El Nino, and them came out to Danbury for a concert. I don't even remember what year it was, but I definitely remember going there. So here we go, Opiate for the Masses. And appropriately, track is called Heaven.
You
Guess who else was in the fucking crowd of wrestlers?
Who? Oh.
Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
Oh.
Kind of shocked to see him there. You barely see him ever anymore.
Man, that lady on his show says she took a pole dancing class and the little kid's like, she was shaking it for dollar bills. Like, what do you know about shaking it for dollar bills? He's like, I got video games.
Yeah, he must be watching Christy Knows Best.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's pretty much true, man. Video games will teach kids things.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, Todd Christie's got some fucking hot-ass fucking daughter.
Really? You're already on his fucking daughters that probably aren't even fucking legal? Because that one just turned, what, like 16?
One's legal. Lindsay's not. No,
and that's
no,
the one you were looking at, you fucking pervert. I know you
Lindsay,
have.
Lindsay's the one that's legal. Savannah's the one that just turned 16.
Yeah, Havoc's like, damn, she's hot. And then he looked up how old she was.
Yes, I actually did.
I know. I know you, Havoc. You're a sick fuck.
Hey, there we go. Usos versus Evolution.
But jeez, man. Fucking Paige is 21.
Yeah.
See, just the other day I watched that documentary about her wrestling thing or whatever, and in that she was only like 18.
Yeah, fucking nuts that she's 21. She'll be 22 this year. She's a youngin' in the WWE.
Well, she's been with the WWE for years.
Yeah, but still. Let's see here. Let's look at this. Yep. Van Damme. Dario.
Why are we still talking about this?
So I was curious who else was in this. I think Dolph Ziggler held that title once.
Man, he'll never hold any title again.
It's true. It's damn true.
Because nobody gave a shit about him whenever he was facing Del Rio every fucking week for the title. And it'll never happen again.
Yeah, so it's Ziggler, Barrett, and Van Damme, who are the only ones that were part of this entire thing that actually held the title.
And they're giving fresh faces a chance.
Yeah, because Alberto Del Rio didn't even bother going for that title. He just came in and went for the fucking World Heavyweight title.
That's what people do. Ain't nobody want to hold the Intercontinental Championship.
Man, I would.
Really? You'd rather start at the bottom?
Well, make one, man. Think about everyone who's held that title.
Really? Really, Michael Cole? We're going to go into the history of the title belt? Really?
Yes, we are.
Like, when you go to a business, man, don't you want to go to the top? You want to fucking settle for the middle.
Yeah, but I mean, you want to work your way up to the top.
Who the fuck does that?
Well, unless you're a whore who sleeps her way to the top, most people should do.
All them people, they've gotten nowhere. They just got a reality show.
Yeah, but it's the Pat Patterson, Ken Patera, Pedro Morales, Don Morocco, like, two times. Tito Santana.
Look, Michael Cole, I don't care who held the Intercontinental Championship.
But the bad guy, he held the title for about, looks like, 168 days.
Well, the Honky Tonk Man held it for over 2 years. So what?
Yeah. And then he got beat out.
When the hell did this become about numbers? Relax, Michael Cole. You make me drop dead like Jerry the King Lawler with all your nonsense.
Hey, I mean, the only person that's actually held it last time would be Dean Douglas. And he only held that for a day. But, yeah, I don't know, man. Like, who do you think would be good to go up against Big E? RVD or Cesaro?
Cesaro.
You know, Cesaro
seems
never.
Seems how they both came up out of NXT.
Oh, yeah.
RVD, man, he's just another part timer.
Yeah, but I mean, if.
This isn't ECW anymore, man.
Yeah, but I mean, but look at the status that, RVD is at. You know, I mean, he's held both the ECW and WWE title at the same time. I think everybody that's, still wrestling right now, he's definitely one of the biggest names in the WWE at the moment. So if Big E was to beat RVD.
RVD was going to go for the title, but then he got high.
And he got into a match and got hyped while in the match.
RVD thought he would win, but then he got
WrestleMania 30 rocks. No, it doesn't, because Taker lost.
WrestleMania 30 was an absolute failure.
Yeah.
No hype whatsoever, and then the matches were just ass.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, the only hype we really got was an old fart by the name of fucking Hogan.
The best matches, I would have to say, were the Divas match and the tag match.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, and this is on the grand stage of all your pay-per-views.
Yeah, it's just sad.
And you give us a very shitty match with The Undertaker that has to do with everything about WrestleMania.
Yeah. You have fucking Brock Lesnar beat him.
You have him beat him in the worst fucking match ever. But we want to relive this? Get the hell out of here.
Shut up there, fucking JBL.
I mean, for all that cockiness for Brock Lesnar and all that shit, man, you would at least think he would put on a good match or something.
Yeah, right. But no.
He can't talk. He can't wrestle. I never watched him in UFC, but I'm sure he sucked there, too.
Man, he probably did.
I mean, it was fine whenever he first came back to WWE, you know, after a while, and he took out Cena and all that. But then he just got annoying, because you got to hear, my client, Brock Lesnar, every 5 fucking seconds. It's like, all right, we get it.
Why is Paul Heyman a fucking redneck now?
That's how he fucking talks.
Yeah, but he doesn't talk with a redneck accent. That's their culture.
I don't know where you're hearing a redneck, but okay.
Man, I could have sworn you had a fucking southern accent to that bullshit.
Man, you're hearing hillbillies in your head now.
Man, you see hillbillies all the time on fucking, I believe, fucking Zeb Coulter. So, yeah.
How the hell is he a hillbilly?
He's from Texas.
So? It's not like he dresses in, like, overalls or something. Saying, y'all.
What the fuck is Delo supposed to mean?
What?
The fuck is Delo?
A made-up word.
Yeah. Came from my crackhead of a sister.
You have a sister?
Yeah. Echo.
Oh, your fake sister. The sister that you said you have sex with.
Oh, yeah, I would.
See how disturbing that is if that was really your sister?
Man, if that was really my sister, I wouldn't be saying it, but since she's not really my sister, I could say it.
Yeah, it only took 5 years for you to clear that up.
So what the fuck was up with Cole and fucking JBL kept mentioning about the fucking Blood Moon?
I don't know, during one match.
Man, almost half the matches.
I don't know. They kept talking about how pale Paige was.
Oh, she is kind of pale.
Yeah, well,
but, I mean,
it's something about pale girls, man.
But she's darker than fucking Sheamus.
Because he made that gay-ass joke talking about her and Sheamus go to the same tanning place. Or whatever the fuck.
I didn't even hear that.
And King's like, what tan? He's like, exactly.
Yay, match is over. Oh, great. It's Evolution.
Fuck is that?
Echo.
Why did the noise all of a sudden get really loud?
I don't know. But apparently she meant to say, is there a show? But she said, Delo.
That's not even close.
I go, yes, right now. She goes, oh, wow.
Is there a show? Shortened down in Echo Land is Delo.
Yeah, right? I mean, what the hell? I mean, what the fuck is Delo supposed to be, though? What kind of word is that?
I sure hope she just tried to say hello and not what you just told me.
But she may put Delo, D-E-L, face.
No. You just told me she tried saying a whole sentence, but she only said one word.
Yeah. Hello. And then she goes, Matt, is there a show?
Tell me how that makes any sense.
It's Echo.
And it doesn't explain anything.
The fact that it's Echo should explain a lot, Ghetto.
The fact that I said something and then I got an Echo back.
She's haunting your phone.
Probably is. Making drug deals on her silly.
Yeah, you probably could.
No, I said she is. Listen, motherfucker, goddamn.
Yeah, she probably is. She'll probably be called in a minute to get back to the computer. Let's see. Nope. I swear, she better not say that she, you know, needs the number. Because, you know, she calls in. What the fuck? Why the fuck are you trying to call me in the damn fucking Facebook there, Echo? I come back to my computer and I see you missed a call from Echo.
Who the fuck actually cogs on Facebook like that?
Apparently she does.
That shit don't even work.
Yeah, right?
Although there was one random time somebody tried to call me. I was like, what the fuck is this?
You missed
and
another call.
I wanted to video chat with people, man, I'd go on Skype. But I'm never on Skype.
And she's still trying to send me a fucking call me up on here. They just said I got another missed call from her. I didn't even receive a call in the first place. Echo, why don't you just call into the show?
Yeah, Echo. Echo.
There was any time trying to call me up on his stupid bullshit. He makes no sense.
So, who do you think has the gayer promo for them coming to WWE? Bo Dallas or that Adam Rose dude?
Bo Dallas.
That shit played. I was like, man, that was the gayest thing I've ever seen. But an egg will never fly. Fucking idiot. That was just terrible. And that Adam Rose guy ain't much better.
No, but he's better than Bo Dallas.
Fucking the fucking people dressed up like rabbits. Don't be sad. We're going to have some tea and go to Wonderland. God damn it.
Oh, what's wrong with going to Wonderland?
Where we play Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Shut up, Cole. SummerSlam 88. Well, you want somebody out there to wrestle, you go Ultimate Warrior. Man, I better not go back to my Facebook and see another missed call from Echo.
Uh-oh, missed call.
So far, only two. I barely type on fucking Facebook. What makes you think I'm going to want a video chat on Facebook?
a lot easier than typing.
Yeah.
Dude, this commercial's funny as hell.
What, the Toys R Us one?
Yeah.
Fucking action figure.
Yes, he
does. Yo, what are Mark Henry's?
No, he got one.
Oh, looks like Mark Henry. Yeah, it'll be a Toys R Us superstar.
Man, one place only had a Big E action figure. Man, Toys R Us ain't never got shit.
Hell no.
Like, I don't want Del Rio or John Cena. What the fuck?
Fuck no. Great. Here we go. She's being bullied by cigarettes again. Go outside. Not right now.
Man, they need to have Havoc in one of these commercials.
Yeah, because I don't get bullied. I just fucking take one up and I fucking smoke one.
Said, no, you can't go on Juggalo Rider Radio.
Man,
you have to smoke me before you play a track. Yeah, how do you like that, man? Triple H send the Shield after him. And then, just so they can form Evolution.
Yeah, right.
So, did your pre-order arrive today?
No. Did yours?
No.
Did it even get shipped? Probably not.
I was like, when does this CD even fucking come out?
It comes out today, the 15th.
Well, I guess it'll be here today, because I went on their page, man. I was like, what the fuck's going on with this shit, man? They keep posting all these things. Come listen here and hear the track off of the new EP, blah, 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 blah. And you go to one point, it's like, working late, and this was on Friday, to get all these pre-orders out. Why did you wait until Friday? You fucking idiots. You know?